Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Tailblazers. I'm Tessa Flannery, subbing in for Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Eliza in North Dakota. Eliza, everyone at Girl Tales hopes your birthday is awesome. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This is Noreen and the Lemon Grove by Susan Ma'adi Daraj. Enjoy!
Welcome to our little lemon grove in the hills of Palestine. I'm Lemoon, and I was planted in this grove hundreds of years ago. Siti owns the lemon grove now, and every day she and her granddaughter Noreen come out here and pick lemons off me and the other trees. Until one day, about a month ago, something happened and the lemons started disappearing. Listen, you'll hear the story.
I don't know why the lemons are not coming out this year. I used to pick hundreds of lemons from my trees and sell them at the market. And now I can barely find any.
I don't know, Siti. It's very strange. Do you think someone is stealing them?
Stealing? Who could possibly eat hundreds of lemons every day? Well, I'll go inside and make us some lunch. Can you pick a few more lemons? Find what you can.
I wish I could tell them why the lemons are disappearing. Siti takes such good care of me and all the other trees. She has lived here in Palestine in the same stone house that her great-great-great-grandparents lived in for decades. It's a large house with walls as white as a dove's feathers. She sells the lemons and lives on that money. But now the lemons are gone. Noreen can tell that Siti is worried, and now she's roaming around the grove looking for as many lemons as she can find.
Hello, my little bird friend. Can you help me find some lemons? All of the branches look empty to me, but maybe you can see higher than I can.
Noreen had grown up in Palestine and spent as much time as she could in the groves. One day, she would own these groves and live on this land. One of her favorite things was talking to the birds in the trees, even if they didn't answer her.
Where? You found some? Oh, I see. All the way up there, huh? I can't carry my basket if I climb up there. Okay, well, I'll do what Sitty does. I'll take my scarf off my head and tie it into a little sling around my shoulders. There. And now I have a little pocket to put my lemons in. And that. Ha, that leaves me two hands for climbing. I see a whole cluster of lemons up there. Almost there.
Noreen. Ouch. Be careful where you step.
What? Who said that?
Me. You're grabbing my branches so hard. It feels like you're twisting my hair.
Okay, hold on. Exactly who is talking to me right now?
Me, the tree. Why are you surprised? You talk to us all the time when you're working.
But I didn't think you'd answer me.
Well, you never climbed me before. The bird is trying to talk to you. He hasn't learned your language yet. I know your language because I've been living in your grandmother's lemon groves for over 300 years. I've picked up how humans talk.
What is he trying to tell me?
To be careful up here.
I've been climbing trees since I was a little kid. Don't worry, my little friend.
Not about climbing, Noreen. You need to be careful about the... Well, you see, I know why the lemons are disappearing.
Why? What's going on?
Oh no, he's awake.
I need to grab these branches before I fall. Who? Who's awake?
I believe they're talking about me.
Who are you?
Oh, Noreen, you should get out of here.
I'm new in town. I've been roaming all over Palestine looking for ways to increase my powers. And I found this lovely lemon grove, and guess what? The lemons give me lots of power. So I've decided that this lemon grove is my home. Now, who are you?
I'm Noreen, and my city owns these groves, not you. And one day I'll own them too. Are you the one stealing our lemons?
Stealing? I'm not stealing. Oh, look at this juicy, ripe lemon right here. Ooh, that tangy taste. There's nothing like it.
Stop eating our lemons.
The genie had decided to live in the tree and come out at night and eat everything he could. And now, Noreen was in his way.
You better stop. Put that lemon down. I'm going to swat you with this branch, you thief.
Oh, Noreen, don't. He's really mean.
Hey, cut that out. You're a nuisance, little girl. And guess what I do with nuisances? I change them into little birds so they can't bother me anymore.
Chirp. Oh, no. Chirp. I've shrunk and I have wings and a beak.
Chirp. Come on, Jen. Change her back.
Chirp.
No fair. But the genie didn't listen. He gobbled up all the lemons he could and went back to sleep in the tree. Noreen sat in my branches, wondering what to do. Before long, Sitty came out looking for her.
Noreen! Yeah, Noreen! Wenek! Where did she go?
Chirp, chirp, chirp!
Oh, hello, little bird.
Chirp!
Have you seen my Noreen? She's a brave girl with big eyes and long hair. I don't know where she went.
Chirp, chirp!
What a lovely bird you are. You have big eyes, like my Noreen.
Chirp, chirp.
Oh, well. Let me go and ask the neighbors to help me. Hello? Hello? Have you seen my granddaughter? Have you seen Noreen?
Sitty knocked on every door in the village, but but Noreen was nowhere to be found. She was, of course, watching from the treetops, not sure how to tell City what had happened to her. She also watched every night as the genie came out and gobbled up all the lemons. Every night, he ate hundreds of lemons, then went back into the tree trunk and slept for hours and hours. It was a deep sleep, too, because Noreen had gone up and chirped right in his ear and could not wake him up.
Boy, he sleeps so deeply. Hello there, friend. I bet you don't like having this mean genie living in your tree, do you? Yeah, I don't blame you. What are you busy doing?
She's been working on building her nest. Isn't it neat?
Look how she works. She takes little twigs and leaves, one at a time in her beak, and adds them to her nest.
It's a strong nest, too, like a little fortress. The winds and the rain cannot shake this nest out of my branches because of how carefully she builds it.
Yes, I wonder. That gives me an idea. I've always admired how birds patiently build their nests. I wonder if I can do something similar. Something to stop the genie.
What are you doing, Noreen? Why are you flying back and forth so much?
See that little hole in your trunk the genie comes in and out from? I'm going to plug it up so I trap him.
Oh, one twig at a time? That will take you too long, Noreen.
I know. This is hard work. My wings are tired, but he'll be up soon.
Hold on. Let me get some others to help. Friends, come here. Come and help Noreen stop the genie.
Wow, hundreds of birds.
They're all friends, and they're all ready to help.
Oh, Noreen, where are you, child? Where have you gone?
Don't worry, City. I'll be back soon, and so will our lemon trees.
The birds work together, each carrying a small twig or leaf in their beak to add to the strong, thick plug that was filling up the hole of the trunk. Before long, they heard him waking up.
Time to get up! My powers are fading, so I need more of that tangy, zingy lemon. I can't wait to, Hey, what's this? Hey, what's going on? Who closed off my door? Hey, let me out!
No way, genie. Not until you get out of our lemon grove.
Are you kidding me? I'm a genie. I'll just use my powers to ram right through this.
You haven't had lemons since last night, genie.
I know I'm a little weaker than usual, but I'll just kick this thing down like this. My toe!
You're not coming out until all the lemons grow back on these trees, genie, and until you change me back to my old self.
No way!
Then you can stay in there forever.
The genie stayed inside my tree trunk all night, and the next morning, when City came out, she found my branches filled with lemons.
Oh, how amazing! So many! Oh, Noreen, I wish you were here, my dearest girl. It's not the same without you. Let me tie my scarf and then use both hands here to climb this tree.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Hello, pretty bird. I've not seen you before.
Chirp.
What a beautiful voice you have. If you fly over the village today, please look for my Noreen, will you? She's my precious granddaughter, and I miss her so much.
When City climbed back down the tree with her lemons and went back inside, Noreen, who felt sad for City, demanded that the genie change her back.
Now you see here, you mean genie. You better change me back to my old self. Now.
Even if I wanted to, I'm too weak.
Give him one lemon, Noreen, and make him change you back.
Okay, I'm opening a small hole in what we built. Help me, friends. Carry a lemon by its stem with our beaks. That's it. Now drop that lemon into the hole. Let me poke my head and make sure. Do you have it?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Good. Now change me back.
Okay.
Oh, Noreen, you're back. Hang on to the branches. You can't fly anymore.
Whoa. I forgot what it's like to have legs. Siti! Siti!
Noreen!
Oh, my dearest girl! Ya habibti!
And Noreen and the djinn struck a deal.
I need my lemons, Noreen.
For what?
For what? For power.
And what do you need power for?
So I can be powerful?
For what? Why do you need to be more powerful?
That's what genies do. We gain power.
I mean, having a lot of power means a lot of work, too. You could just relax all day and hang out here with Laymoon.
Yes, you could stay here in my tree trunk. You enjoy your naps, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I love long naps.
So, let's make a deal. You nap and relax all day, and I'll bring you a few lemons to eat. But the rest belong to me and Siti, okay?
Let me make sure I got this. I sleep all day. You bring me food. I can eat and go back to sleep. Is that correct?
Yes.
Y-E-S. Yes!
And that's what they did. The genie gotta eat lemons every day. Not too many. While Siti and Noreen got a pick enough to sell at the market. And everyone was happy, including the birds, Noreen and Siti, and of course, the genie.
That was Noreen and the Lemon Grove by Susan Ma'adi Daraj. Performed by Emily Rose Dabini, Samira Sardella, Merritt Marsh, and Nazee Tarsha. Produced by Tessa Flannery. Line produced by Harry Poster. And executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Grown-ups, if you would like extra stories for your Tailblazers to listen to, like the original Alice's Adventures in Wonderland or The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, performed by Rebecca Cunningham, well, there's only one place to get it. Head to patreon.com/girltales and join Team Dorothy or above. And grown-ups, you can also find Girl Tales and Cordelia Studios on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And hey, if you love this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.